Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today I'm joined by farm analyst Lavelle Windsor and farm economist Robin Reed, who are here to discuss finances on the farm, an online class. Lavelle, Robin, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us today.
For starting off with Lavelle, can you give a description of finances on the farm and who kind of the target audience is?
Sure. And the finances and the farm, this is a course that's available to any farmer or rancher. And it is designed as an online course where there's lessons in farm finance. And that is to hone any financial skills.
And I would add to that, you know, we teach a lot of courses on farm financial management for students here at the Kansas State University. But really, this course is designed for producers. And in that way, everything that we're covering here, and we'll go through some of those topics here in a minute, but it is really geared towards hands-on applying this to your own farm and ranch, not just learning these concepts, but applying them and giving you the tools to apply them to your own operation.
I think this is the fourth year, correct? I think some of the modules have been updated, retooled a little bit. What's different about the 2024 version compared to some of those previous ones, Robin?
So we are really excited to launch a new version of the class this year. To give you a little history of this class, Lavelle and I actually delivered this class for the first time in 2020, and it was a hybrid delivery to where we were broadcasting from campus, but we had 32 sites across the state where producers could come and partake in the class in person. And in that year, on those 32 sites, we had 685 participants take this class. So it was huge, demand was really high, and we decided to make this class available for anyone that wants to take it at any time after we initially delivered it. So this class has been in the online version for 3 years now. And I just added up the numbers this morning. We've had 250 people take it in the last 3 years. So adding that together, we have over 1,000 people that have taken this class over the course of the last 4 years. Lavelle, I'll let you explain a little what we've done this year to really revamp this class and make it more interesting and exciting for participants to take.
Yeah, and to kind of carry on with what Robin was saying, so after we did the hybrid delivery where people actually took this course in place, COVID hit just shortly after that. And so we were getting the feedback from that in-person course, and it was overwhelmingly positive. And people saying things like they had been doing their records for years and really had no idea what their bankers were looking for in their balance sheet. And now they understood what these numbers were that they were putting together. So with that feedback, we thought this needs to go to a broader audience. So during the middle of COVID, Robin and I recorded the material over Zoom, and that became our course that was online for 21, 22, and 23. And so what we did this past fall is we actually had the material re-recorded, updated and re-recorded by a professional videographer. So the quality is much better. And then we also worked with Global Campus, who is responsible at K-State for the online classes, and they helped us to develop interactive tools and activities to help reinforce the concepts of the material. And then we still have the quizzes to reinforce the material. And with those quizzes, producers can either choose from a traditional operation, like a grain and cattle operation to go through practice numbers with, or they can choose a vegetable CSA type farm. So farmers can choose whichever type of farm is most applicable to their own operation.
And what are some of the topics covered? And is this something that even a seasoned producer, if they just needed a refresher on an individual topic, can go in and do?
Yeah, so the topics we're going to cover, really we have 7 lessons throughout the course. Record keeping is number one. Obviously, without good record keeping, none of the financial statements are really feasible to develop or analyze. And then we go into the balance sheet, the income statement, enterprise budgets, and cash flow. So those are the big four financial statements that we want participants to learn and be able to use and analyze. And then at the end of the course, we get into goal setting and managing family living expenses, really to complement that farm financial management. So again, a lot of different topics throughout this course. We typically recommend we give people 6 months to take the course. You know, you take it at your own pace, but we really recommend taking 2 to 3 weeks and working through these short videos, interactive activities throughout maybe a couple nights a week throughout 2 or 3 weeks.
And really the material, the way that it's designed, like Robin was saying, it's for people to watch the videos, learn the material, go through the activities. And then what we like to see people do is then immediately implement those aspects within with their own farm information. So designed to be boots on the ground, implement your own information right away. So for example, if they go through the balance sheet module, then once they complete the information, then they'll take that information and they'll put together their own balance sheet. And that's one reason that this particular course works really well to go through right now, because most people are working on a lot on their finances this time of the year, and they can implement their balance sheet. Right after that, the next level is to create an income statement. And so they can just work through it and over the course of a month or so, go through all of the modules and then implement those things for their own farm at the same time.
And Greg, to your question on what kind of producer should be taking this class, we really designed this class to hopefully touch all levels of farm managers and farm owners, whether they're not at all comfortable with record keeping and farm financial statements, or if they've been doing this for a while, but just need ideas of what else could be done. So for an example, as we go through the income statement, we start with just a simple income statement to look at the profitability of the farm. And then we build on that using accrual adjustments and depreciation calculations. And as far as analyzing that, looking at some simple ratios, but also introducing participants to more advanced ratios that they could use to analyze their income statement. So all that to say, if no matter where a producer is in their farm financial management skills, this class will have something for everyone.
Awesome. So other than knowledge, which we all know is its own reward, are there any other benefits to taking this class for a producer?
So we do have two versions of this class. One is for education only, and the second one does provide Farm Service Agency borrower training credits. So that is both for production and financial credits. If you do have a FSA loan or planning to get one in the future, you can get this taken care of with this class. So you have that done for your FSA loan. But also the education version, they're very similar in nature, just the same material, just a little more work on the FSA class to make sure we know you're understanding the material, and we can report that to Farm Service Agency.
And then I know this is transitioned to fully online here, but is there an opportunity if somebody wanted to get help in person, can they reach out directly to you? I think you said there is a breakout session at Women Managing the Farm coming up. What are those opportunities look like?
We have continued to provide some in-person education, particularly this year at the Women Managing the Farm Conference in February. We are going to do one session of this course that'll be very similar to what the course is. And we do provide some educational opportunities, but to get the full take of all of the pieces, we'd encourage people to just take the online course. And one thing that I wanted to add about the online course and the people that can really benefit from this, we have so many farmers in Kansas that are transitioning from one generation to the next. And that's one example that I think works so well with this course, is if there is a younger generation person either coming back to the farm, or maybe they've been back on the farm for a while, but they don't really have a good understanding, or the older generation has always done the books. This is a great opportunity for multi-generations to take the course together and really help the newer generation to understand exactly what they need to be doing and maybe even learn some new things that the farm hasn't been using in the past. So that's one example of a great opportunity to take this course.
And I would echo what Lavelle says. I, on campus, teach a freshman class and a senior level class. And we really do dive into the farm financial management skills in the senior level class. But a lot of this doesn't hit home until you are back on the farm and really dealing with your own farm's finances. So nothing against all of our graduates coming out of K-State. They probably aced some of these farm management classes. But until they get back, start developing their own balance sheet, income statement, they may need a refresher. And this class is perfect for giving them those pieces that they really need to apply and look at these financial statements for their own farm operation.
Anything else that we haven't covered yet that you would like to add?
I would just like to say, if you're looking for how to enroll in these classes, the easiest way to find them is to go on our agricultural economics website for research and extension, and that's agmanager.info, and then on our events page, you can see both of these classes listed. We actually, again, have the education only and the version for FSA Borrowers Training Credits. And we won't talk about it much here, but we do have a partner class that's called Risk Management on the Farm. And that class is for education only and goes through, again, enterprise budgeting, grain marketing, looking at government programs, ARC and PLC, that you can sign up for at the Farm Service Agency, and also some of these topics for cow-calf operations. Also crop insurance. I missed that one. But yes, we have the risk management class and the two versions of the farm finances and the farm class available on our website.
And then, Lavelle, what's the cost associated with this class for the education component and then for also the FSA component?
Yes. So for the education only is $100 for the class. And then for the FSA borrower training is $300. And that one's a little bit more expensive because there is additional testing that is required. And then the participants are provided with a certificate at the end that they can provide back to FSA. And once again, this course now covers both the financial requirements and the production requirements for the FSA loans.
All right. Lavelle, Robin, thank you for joining me today. And we hope that everyone enjoys the updated modules on finances on the farm.
Thank you for having us.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.